Kathmandu or Bust by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman. Episode 5, A Sticky Wicket.
Mandolin, a stuffed monkey, a cuckoo clock, and what else? A hookah! Come on, Trigger, it's you!
No, in my grandmother's attic, there is a trunk, a xylophone, an umbrella stand, a carved, what's it, the thingy. No, it's a stupid game anyway.
Trigger, you always give up first.
Well, it's easy for you. They're all the things you bought.
Oh, do you know, I haven't felt so relaxed since Turkey.
Yeah, it's amazing what a bit of Legover could do.
It wasn't a bit of Legover. He meant a lot to Joe.
Oh, it wasn't so much him as the experience. Nothing like that ever happens in Baversham. He made me realise how important it is to enjoy life's pleasures.
That curry was very good, Joan. Did you buy all the spices at that market in Islamabad? There were so many of them. I wouldn't have known where to start.
I know. I just used some curry powder we had on the truck.
It tasted very authentic.
Well, there was one local ingredient. A man sold me a small block of spices. It looked just like an OXO cube to me, but I didn't put it all in, as he said it was very hot stuff.
Oh, how much did you put in, Joan?
Only half.
Only half, Callum.
I wondered why we weren't all fake.
Hi, Joanie.
Yeah. Hi, Joan.
Have I done something silly?
Not at all. It was bloody brilliant, though.
Some things just go over my head. Has anyone scraped the cocoa pan up from last night?
Oh, I don't know. Simon was playing cricket with it this morning.
He's been away ages. He can't carry that much wood.
I think he wanted to be on his own. He's in a funny mood tonight.
Not relaxed like us, eh, Jonas?
No.
Perhaps he's sulking because you put that tin of meat in your curry and he couldn't have any.
I told him I was going to. We can't eat veggie every night just because of him.
It's all right, I know you were talking about me.
I just said that we can't eat veggie every night for your sake.
I know, but you should tell me well in advance so I can make alternative arrangements. I could have soaked some lentils.
What are you going to eat?
I'm not. I'm going to mark the occasion with a day of fasting.
What occasion?
Nothing special. It's personal.
Is it a Buddhist thing?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to sit cross-legged and douse yourself with petrol, are you?
Would that keep you entertained for a while?
Well, it'd keep us warm. Well, it is your turn to keep the fire going tonight.
Couldn't you find any wood?
I haven't been to look yet. I was sitting in the truck, reading my wisdom.
You found it, then?
Eventually. Once I'd raked through the dirty clothes, the empty cans, the fag packets.
Trigger, he's been going through your bag.
I don't know what's so interesting about reading books of cricket statistics. Get a life, Simon.
I'm a Buddhist. I get lots of lives.
They're all as equally boring.
That truck is disgusting.
You really rattled his cage, Joe.
Oh, if he was in the truck, he'll have heard everything you said.
Poor Simon. No wonder he can't wait to get to Kathmandu and join his monastery.
Well, do you think he really will?
Do you think they'll really have it?
Well, I'm not sticking around to find out. Two nights at the Sheraton, and then, hello, Texas, here I come. 2 weeks and counting.
Well, it looks like you're going to lose your bet, Callum. You're going to make it.
Yeah, there's still a few more major disasters that could happen.
You know, I don't think we'd have made it this far without Callum's cheery disposition. It'll be a memory of this trip I shall always cherish.
Mine will be that first distant glimpse of the Himalayas.
Mine will be that first distant glimpse of Heathrow.
What was that?
It's just Simon looking for wood. Simon! Simon?
Oh, he's just sulking.
That's not Simon.
A lion?
Don't be silly. You don't get lions in Asia.
Don't you? I thought you could.
I think it's mainly tigers.
You think it's a tiger?
It's nothing, Ellie. It's just the forest saying goodnight.
Bloody hell, Jody. How much curry did you eat?
When I was a little girl, I'd be in bed and I'd hear all those strange nighttime noises like creaks and scratchings, and I'd hide my head under the bedclothes. I was really scared until my mother told me it was just the house saying goodnight.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Oh, God! No, thanks for pointing that out, Joe.
What do they want?
To say goodnight? I don't bloody know.
Rookie, don't talk to us like that, pal.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, good idea. Create a distraction.
Oh, they're going to rob us.
Oh, do you think they'll rape us?
God, I hope not.
No, they'll leave us for dead. Our only remains will be whitened bones picked clean by vultures.
Oh, don't be so melodramatic. This is purely a commercial enterprise.
You speak English.
Better than you do, Trigger.
Haven't you any valuables? We don't want any of this cheap tat.
That stuff's mine.
Really? You do surprise me.
You're going to leave it?
You could sell it.
Very poor resale value, I'm afraid.
No, please, go and take it.
Look, there's Simon. He's creeping away.
Coward.
He'll go and get help. We should try and keep them talking. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
We're curious. Where did you learn to speak such excellent English?
We were at Cambridge together. You can't beat an English education.
Yeah, I know what you mean, mate.
Shakespeare, Elgar, cream teas, warm beer, old maids cycling to evensong.
I rather miss it, actually. Marvellous place. Wonderful people.
Then why rob us?
Well, it's nothing personal. We rob every vehicle that comes along this road.
Please don't hold it against us. Market forces. Supply and demand and all that.
Yeah, but we haven't got much. Surely you should rob the rich.
But there's so few of them. Better to take what you can from the poor. It makes economic sense in the long run.
Go on, Simon.
What are you dithering about?
Yes, we learnt a lot from the Tories. Besides, a classics degree from Cambridge, it's not a lot of use, is it?
Certainly not. But better than one from Oxford. There's nothing else worth taking.
Now, if we could have all your valuables, money, jewellery, traveller's checks, passports.
Where's Simon?
He's still crawling away.
Oh, do hurry up. I want to get back to listen to the cricket on the World Service.
Do you know what the score is?
Oh, bloody hell, Simon, you daft sod.
I don't believe it.
I've got him. What shall we do with him?
Well, I'll tell him the score at least. Pakistan, 179 for one in the second innings, which gives them a lead of 233.
No!
Agus thinks it will be a draw.
You are a complete wazzock, Simon. Oh,
I think a Scotsman should keep out of this. Huh? All you're good for is singing Flower of Scotland and losing to England.
Hey, wait a minute.
Do you play cricket?
I don't get much chance now. I played a great deal at Cambridge.
Really?
I don't believe it. Where am I? A bloody garden party at Balliol.
Shut up, Callum. Balliol's Oxford.
I apologise for that show of temper, madam, but some things are very sensitive. Now, where was I?
I was asking if you played cricket.
Oh, well, yes, I did. I got a blue. When we've gone, perhaps you could explain that to that nasty little Scottish chap.
I'm going to chin him.
Callum!
I saw you. You opened for the combined universities against Middlesex. You made a half century and then fell to an in-swing and just short of a length. I'll never forget your reverse sweep to the third man boundary.
Will someone tell me what he's talking about?
Oh, how very good of you to remember. Well, that puts a different complexion on things.
Absolutely. It would be churlish to harm an English cricketing man and his pals. Oh. Mind you, the Scottish chap's a different matter.
Oh, we shall return all your belongings to you.
No,
I won't hear another word on the matter. Good God, it's the least we can do.
That's very kind of you.
Oh, well done, Simon.
What a relief.
But we'll take the truck.
You thieving bastard.
Are you sure taking the truck is a good idea?
It has wheels and an engine.
It's terribly smelly inside.
That's our home you're talking about.
That's my truck.
There's the rest of your belongings.
Thank you.
Look, I hope you don't mind my introducing a sour note into the proceedings, but purchasing ivory goods... It's very bad form.
That's Ellie. She has no idea about ecology, and she can't even play chess.
Well,
perhaps you could persuade her when we've gone. If she wants something ethnic, I believe Tradecraft sells some lovely knick-knacks in your country.
Hell.
Looks like we're ready to go. That's so nice to meet you all. Enjoy the rest of your holiday and have a safe journey home. And please, give our regards to your wonderful country.
Oh, yeah.
It taught us everything we know.
There goes my baby.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, thanks, Simon.
What was that for?
He saved our lives.
No, he didn't. They weren't going to kill us.
They wanted to kill you.
Well, we can forget Kathmandu now.
We can still get there.
I'll just ring for a taxi, shall I?
We'll find a way. They gave us our money back.
It was very good of them. They didn't have to.
Oh, generosity itself.
Yeah. It's more than you've offered to do.
I'm not going to give up having got this far.
Neither am I.
Look, at the end of the day, I'm responsible for getting you safely to your destination.
Which is Kathmandu.
Not anymore, love. Now it's the nearest British consulate where I can arrange for you to fly home.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll make my own travel arrangements home. Via Kathmandu. On my own and on foot if I have to. That's how we've done most of the trip.
Oh, a proper little Fiona Campbell, aren't we?
Anyone else is welcome to come with me.
Whatever we do, we need to get to a telephone. Yeah. We can't stay here. So why don't we sort out what we need to take with us? Yes, rucksack, so. Tents, yeah. Mats, food. Yeah. And start walking towards the nearest town. Yeah. We should set off as soon as it gets light.
Yeah. I'm sorry, people.
Oh, it's not your fault, Trigger.
No. Anyway, we must look on the bright side.
That's the spirit, Callum.
At least I've won my bet. The truck won't get to Kathmandu.
Oh, do you think we're heading in the right direction?
Nah, Scotland's the other way.
We mustn't get downhearted. I mean, here we are, exhausted, thirsty, blistered, but we're living life.
Simon, shut up!
I want to go home. I want to go home now. My feet hurt, and I wish I'd never come on this trip, and Kathmandu sucks because I've seen pictures of it in magazines. I mean, who wants to go there anyway?
Now look what you've done, Simon.
It wasn't me.
Oh, come on, Ellie. It'll be all right. We've just got to keep going.
What's the point? I don't need to prove anything to myself or anyone. And all the important things in my life seem so far away.
Oh, we had to leave your souvenirs, Ellie. There was no way we could carry them all.
Oh, perhaps it'd be a good idea to sit down and rest a few minutes.
Yeah.
I think I'll walk on ahead.
I'd like to walk on yours.
Hey, look, I know he's irritating, but you always have to be so bloody sarcastic.
It's my native Celtic wit. It keeps me going.
Yeah, well, your clever remarks again on my tits.
Ach, that's just because you can never think of any.
Yeah, I find a smack and a gob a lot more effective.
Just you try it in me.
I'm on it.
Found my prayer mat lying on the road.
Oh, well, that's it then. We can get to Kathmandu by flying carpet.
See what I mean?
What Simon means is, we know they came this way.
Maybe you can catch the truck up.
And then what? Politely ask for it back.
Oh, we'll think of something.
These guys are probably heading for some remote mountain hideaway. If we go chasing after them, they won't think twice about leaving us for dead in the forest. And who would find us?
Tigers.
Snakes.
Spiders.
Nuns.
Oh, can we just get to the nearest town, please? You call this a town?
Oh, I'm starving.
Well, let's find out if there's a police station first.
I don't think there's going to be a police station. The place is too small.
There's a telegraph pile over that way, so at least there's a phone somewhere. You lot get some grub and I'll phone for help.
I'll come with you, just in case there are any problems.
Is there anything in particular you want to eat?
Yes, steak and kidney pie with mashed potatoes and sprouts, please.
Yeah, make that twice. And a canetizer. And a salsa of brown salt.
We'll do what we can.
It's quite a peaceful town, isn't it? I always think of Pakistan as being noisy and full of bustling and shouting people.
Bloody hell.
That was our truck, wasn't it?
It looked like it.
I've never seen another one like it.
I did once, on a cigarette card.
Well, it's pulled up in the marketplace, behind that fruit stall.
Quick!
Better get out of the way till we decide what to do. In that alley.
Right.
Have a peep and see what they're doing, Ellie.
They're getting out of the truck.
We should just walk over and take it back off them. They wouldn't dare threaten us in the street.
They're buying some food. No. They're taking some food. Hell, people are giving them food. They seem very popular for bandits.
This must be their home village.
That's a bit of a bugger, isn't it?
Well,
No luck. I had to leave a message on the answer phone.
At least that's a start.
Yeah, the line was very crackly, though. I hope Bernice can understand it.
Bernice? You rang Bernice? Trigger, you need to ring the British Consul immediately.
Well, I will as soon as I get the number off Bernice.
Haven't you got the number somewhere?
Yeah, in the glove compartment.
Brilliant.
Well, best to keep things like that somewhere safe.
Oh. They're being invited into a house opposite the truck. They're going in.
Why can't one of us just walk up and drive it away?
Rachel, Petra, you do it.
I would if I could drive properly. One of you will have to do it.
We haven't got the keys. Unless, of course, in a gesture of universal love, they've left them in the ignition.
We could hotwire it. I learned how from some of my students.
They should you?
Well, they nicked my car. What they've done was link two.
Could you do it?
Oh, you know, it's dead easy. It would only take 20 minutes.
20 minutes? Tell you what, I'll come over and play cards with the bandits while you're doing it.
Couldn't we just go over and buy some food?
Don't ever think about anything but food?
If you let me finish, what I was going to say was, one of us could go over, get some food, and at the same time have a discreet look around the truck. See if the keys are in and whether or not the bandits are in sight.
That's a stupid idea.
It's the best idea so far.
I think it's a good idea.
Good. You go then, Simon. You speak cricket. They'll understand you.
I hate to pour cold water on this plan, but what if the bandits see him and recognize him?
They liked him. They'll kill him humanely.
Callum's right. It's a stupid idea.
Here, put this blanket around you.
I'm not cool.
As a disguise. You can chant something and pretend you're a monk.
I won't convince anyone.
I thought that was the whole point of this trip for you. To become a Buddhist monk.
Yeah. It happens to take years of training. It doesn't just come with the outfit. I have much to learn.
Yeah, but you already know all the tunes. You can convince a few stupid stall holders.
Oh, go on, Simon. We're depending on you. You were so brave and clever to talk us out of the danger before.
Oh, all right then. I suppose I'll have to if nobody else is up to it.
Gee, what a guy.
Good man, Simon.
Petra, will you come with me?
What are they doing? It's hard to see. Petra's eating a chapati.
Oh, this is stupid. I wish the bandits had just set that bloody truck on fire. I never want to see it again. I just want to go home.
My sentiments exactly.
Got a food yet, people?
Shh, I found the truck. It's behind those market stalls.
Oh, my baby.
We found it, but we haven't got it back.
No. What's the problem?
Six men with guns sitting in the house opposite.
Where's Simon and Petra?
They've gone to check it out. They're pretending to do some shopping and sneaking a look to see if the keys are in the ignition.
Yeah. Oh, what did the consul say?
Trigger rang Bernice.
He did what?
Well, the number for the consul's in the truck.
So he rang Bernice and chatted to the answer phone for a while instead.
But she'll know what's happened, yeah? She'll phone the consul, yeah?
Well, yeah, except that...
He didn't tell her.
Well, I didn't want to worry her. She gets stressed very easily.
Oh, absolutely. It's very important at times like this to consider Bernice's feelings. Just because we're lost with no transport or money in the middle of Pakistan, it would be selfish to burden her with undue concern.
Look, pal, I consider other people's feelings. I don't whinge on every time something doesn't go quite according to plan.
Quite according to plan?
I'd be glad to get back to England, just so I don't have to listen to Celtic wine anymore.
Will you two be quiet? We're trying to be inconspicuous here.
Keep out of this, Ellie. This is man to man. Or rather, man to the boil on the arse of humanity.
Great, I think we'd better settle this once and for all.
Ready when you are, mate.
Trigger, Callum, stop it now.
Go, Jane, I hurt. No, I don't.
You stand there, and you stand there. And don't you dare move, either of you. Trigger, still.
Next time, pal.
That was pretty impressive, Joan.
I used to run the Babish and Cubs.
What do you think?
The melons are a bit overripe.
I meant the truck.
The passenger door was open.
And?
A stroke of luck.
The keys were in the ignition.
I couldn't see, but my wisdom was on the passenger seat. I managed to retrieve it.
Go and have a look round the other side.
I can't. They'll see me from there. What do you want to do?
Let's get some of those bananas.
I'm sure that even if they saw us take the truck, they wouldn't shoot us. Not with all those people milling around. They wouldn't want to cause a scene.
John, these people are bandits with guns and power. They are not bothered about causing a scene. They could murder us in the street and nobody would do a thing.
I don't think they were that violent. I think the guns were mainly for effect.
Oh.
I'm sure if we went to the local authorities...
Forget it, Joni. It'll be some poor little official scared out of his wits.
Oh, I suppose I'm being naive. Sorry. I should know better by now.
Yeah, this isn't Babersham.
Maybe we could bribe him.
Boy, you are learning the ways of the world.
It's what you do in Babersham if you want planning permission. You go down to the golf club and sit in the bar...
Sorry we took so long. The market was murder. And could we find a decent baker's, could we help?
Did you get a good look at the truck?
Yeah. You'd hardly recognise it.
What have they done to my baby?
They've cleaned it. Inside and out. The seats are spotless.
Oh, were the keys in the ignition?
Couldn't see, but I've managed to pinch my wisdom off the passenger seat.
Oh.
Here's your chocolate, Ellie.
Oh.
I could only get plain...
Thanks.
Can I have one of those bananas, Petra?
Look, can we forget about food for the moment? It's not a priority just now.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I got you some fags.
Oh, cheers.
So, what's the plan?
Chocolate, Petra? Oh, thanks, Ellie.
We can't hang around here forever. We already look suspicious.
Why don't we stand in a line? Pretend we're waiting for a bus.
What a smart idea, Joni. Stand in a line. You'll just blend in with the locals. Look... Those guys aren't going anywhere for a while. Let's walk back out of the village till we figure out a plan. It's nearly dusk, so maybe we can do something under the cover of darkness.
There. Trigger crawls under the truck and waits until dawn.
Oh, this is stupid. Let's just forget the truck and get out of here. It's been dark 3 hours and no one's come up with a sensible plan.
Well, I thought your Operation Texas Storm was a tad on the risky side.
I was being facetious.
Were you? It's hard to tell sometimes.
Can we light a fire? I'm freezing.
Last time we lit a fire, we attracted bandits.
Well, we could huddle up together to keep warm.
I think I'd rather have bandits.
What a tale to tell. I'll be able to keep the under-sevens in the story corner quiet with that one. How we were saved from bandits by sulking Simon.
I wasn't sulking. I was just suddenly conscious of the passage of time.
What the hell brought that on, arthritis?
It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, that's why you were sulking. You should have said we didn't know.
You should have. You've all seen my passport often enough.
Yeah, but we don't look inside it.
Yes, you do. Every border crossing it gets handed round and you all laugh at the photo.
Just joining in with the guards, Simon. It makes things easier if we're polite.
Excuse me, are we here to talk about Simon's birthday? Or are we...
Oh,
going
I've
to
had
try?
Enough of this. I'm going for the truck.
Isn't that risky, Trigger?
Listen, Dong. If you've handled 1,000 prepubescent teenage girls going hysterical at a Bros concert, 6 bandits are nothing.
So how are you going to do it?
Well, I'll work out a way. It's my truck. It's my livelihood. Catch you later, people. Won't be long.
I think you're the most selfish people I've ever come across.
You kept moaning about wanting a fire.
But you didn't have to start it using my wisdom.
Forget the bloody wisdom. What are we going to do about Trigger?
We can't do anything if the bandits have gone.
We don't know that. He could be injured.
So what do you suggest? We take him sweet tea and a blanket?
Listen. Do you hear that?
Holy shit, it's our truck.
They've killed Trigger and now they're after us.
Oh no.
Ah, they're going to mow us down. Run. Trigger, get in.
Trigger, how on earth?
Oh, just get in, will you? Come on. Quickly. I don't think they saw me.
But I bet they heard you.
Are we all in?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Right, let's go.
How did you do it, Trigger?
It was easier than I thought. I had to wait till the coast was clear, then I crept across. I couldn't believe it. The passenger door was open, and they left the keys in the ignition. Do that in Romford, and some thieving bastard will nick it. Hey, I bet I had you worried for a moment.
Not at all. We all knew it was you.
I'd love to see their faces.
like we soon will.
Oh, my God, they'll kill us this time. Trigger, put your foot down.
One faster nine, Mr. Sulu. Go, Trigger, my main man.
There's some acacia bushes down that bank.
We're not on a bloody nature trail, Simon.
We could park up behind them. The bandits will drive straight past.
Yeah, good thing, Simon. Here we go. Hold tight, people.
Switch the lights off, Alex.
Oh, my arm.
I thought we were dead, man.
I think I've got whiplash.
Oh, my ears and whiskers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Johnny. Okay.
Golly, gosh. Oh, Craig. Lemon. Oh. Well, it beats Alton Towers.
All right. If this thing can still move, let's head back.
Back where?
Well, I had to leave most of my stuff behind, remember?
We're not going back for a heap of tacky souvenirs.
You've still got the illuminated elephant's foot.
You're a bunch of really selfish creeps.
Hey, I've risked my life once, Ellie. I ain't doing it again.
You know, my pop was right. You Brits are cowards. You know, if it wasn't for us Yanks...
Thanks for helping out in the Gulf and winning World War II.
And inventing Walt Disney.
Well, you never sent Elvis over, did you?
Okay, guys. Point taken. Can we go now?
I think we should stay here until morning. We might bump into our friends again otherwise.
Yeah.
We'll get a fire lit and sort our plans out. Mm. At least we're back on the road to Kathmandu.
When we find a road...
In episode 5 of Kathmandu or Bust, Petra was played by Michelle Chadwick, Joan by Sarah Crowden, Simon by David Haig, Callum by Forbes Masson, Trigger by Richard Ridings, and Ellie by Lolly Susie. The bandits were played by Lyndon Gregory and Shiv Gruel. Kathmandu or Bust was written by David Napfine and Mike Yeaman and produced by Lissa Evans.
Vitamins.
Mm. Thank you for the birthday cake, Journey. Clever of you to bake it on the fire. It was delicious.
I learnt how, taking the cubs camping. It's just a packet of sponge mix and an improvised cake tin.
Yeah, I was lucky that the truck's still having a hubcap.
Well, it's much appreciated.
It's nothing. You saved our lives, remember?
Happy birthday.
Simon.
Thanks, pal.
Yeah, you're one hell of a guy.
Can I have some more cake? It's got an unusual taste.
Yes, I thought it might be a bit bland, so I pepped it up with that spice I had left.
I feel so relaxed.